All right. Good morning, everybody. I need to read, and I got to pull. I thought I had it up. I guess I don't have it up, but I'm going to read something to you guys from... Oh, here it is. Benjamin put it this way. I thought it was really good in his opening statement on the five sides of the triangle. He says, in a past life, I was a firefighter paramedic. One of the most calming parts of a fire is the composition of the fire triangle. To do our job, we simply needed only to remove one side from the triangle, and the fire could no longer sustain itself. Fuel, oxygen, heat, ignition. It just made me really think, isn't that what the enemy wants to do? If he can just extinguish one side, get us just totally off balance. You know, there's three sides to a triangle, and it's not a triangle if it doesn't have a third side. And, you know, we can get all off kilter in all kinds of crazy ways, and we can get all distracted. And it just really spoke to me, you know, the fire needs all three sides active, and the fire burn. And a fire isn't necessarily a bad thing. Obviously, when it burns your house down, you know, it sucks. But, you know, if you need to stay warm and you build a really nice fire, it's good to be able for that it can sustain itself and keep you warm. And anyway, but yeah, I thought that was really good. And it made me think, I was listening to a podcast the other day, and this old, kind of older pastor, he's 77 years old, and he said this. He was being interviewed. It's really interesting because he's being interviewed by a guy who's not a believer, not a Christian. And he just kept coming, bringing it back to Christ. But he said this. And it really goes into the process of the triangle and as we go into the sliding scale today. He said, success comes after the process. So we're all somewhere in the process. And then we find success when we stick to the process and we stick to what we're supposed to do every day. And when we stick with it, we find success. Why? Because we stuck with the process even when we wanted to quit. I know there was days, there's still days I want to quit, right? And then, no, I get up and I say, you know, Lord, I know I need to just stick with you and I need to stick with the process and stick with what you're doing in my life. And as we stick with that, we find success as we stick with the process. And this guy had faced some really, really tough times. And he just stuck. And he says, yeah, the Lord put me through it. And I stuck with him. And I stuck with the process of what he had called me to do. And he said, I found the success after that. And what keeps him humble? Because there's no way he could have gone through it without the Lord. So we don't have a problem staying humble because we know, God forbid that we should glory save in our Lord Jesus Christ, right? Anyway, let's pray as we go into the sliding scale, because the sliding scale really is about just sticking to the process and making the necessary adjustments constantly and consistently in our lives. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for just this concept and thought process of the triangle and the five sides of knowledge and wisdom. And Lord, we don't want to just be those who are puffed up with knowledge, but we just need that good down-home wisdom, really, that comes from just good old common sense that seems to be lacking in so many places, and we can find it in our own lives as we kind of lost touch with just the earthiness of life, with all the wonderful technology that we have at our fingertips. So we just pray as we come into the day that we would take to heart this sliding scale and to really put it to a regular use and daily use in our lives, because it really does help to make those necessary adjustments each and every day. We thank you for this time. We commit it to you. We do pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. As Pat was closing, it also made me think about a couple of scriptures. You know, he gave that one, Philippians 4:13. You know, there was a man who was struggling with his faith in Mark 9, and his son needed some help. And then Jesus says to this guy, you know, he's asking him, have compassion, help me, do something. And Jesus says, you're asking if I can? He says, all things are possible for the one who believes. So now you're going, okay, I believe. And then what happens? And then immediately the father of the child cried out and said, I believe. Help my unbelief. And isn't that what it is? You know, we find ourselves believing. We get all charged up. I'm going to do my sliding scale. I'm going to do it. And then, you know, we struggle a little bit. And but the Lord's faithful. You know, I talked about that pastor I heard the other day, actually yesterday on this podcast. And they faced some really, really interesting challenges. And maybe you've seen the movie Sound of Hope. It was based on that, but it was the actual guy, not, you know, an actor. And they were talking to the actual pastor. And it's very, very interesting. They saw what God wanted. They knew what God wanted. And then they were faced with the reality of how inconvenient and hard it is sometimes to do what God wants. And what they do, they just kept moving forward. And it just kept trusting God for the knowledge and the wisdom. And there are some things that are just incredible that happened as they just kept continuing to trust God for knowledge and wisdom. He took some little, so he took some nobodies and made them somebodies. And it's pretty amazing. And that's what he does with us. He takes us who are nobodies. He makes us somebodies, and it's working. So we work that sliding scale and we look at it. We see, we always have to make adjustments. We're never 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10 across the board. But we work on every area a little bit. And there are times I gotta focus on the company or my family, or because I just gotta, and the family's gotta, you know, gonna take, but we can't put our family at minus 10 because we have to focus on the company. We have to take time for the family, and we take time for all those things. And we have to take time to seek him. Seek the Lord, what? While he may be found. You know, call upon him. And that's what we do. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the examples. We think we have examples we can see. We have testimonies that we can see. And to encourage us and to call us to move forward and really take those leaps of faith to trust. It's you, that your path that you have for each one of us. A little bit different, but also not so different for each of us. Because it's all about faith and trust and really relying on you. Laying aside the things that encumber us and try to pull us down, and clinging to to your ways and to that good and perfect way that you have. We thank you for our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the blood of the cross. We thank you that you didn't stop there, but Lord, you're buried and you rose again so that we can be new creations in Christ Jesus. And we can just lay our hearts right on that fact. That we are new creations in Christ. We thank you for that. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for this time. In Jesus' name, amen.